Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here, up and running on a Wednesday morning, foggy Wednesday morning, November the 2nd, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Ah, here comes a phone call, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Food for the movies. Let's try these little peanuts, little bags of peanuts.
You know, that is right. Mixed nuts is number. Yep, number five on the list. Was it on the tip of your tongue this morning?
Well, I thought, well, because I have a bag of walnuts here beside me, and I thought pizza or those candied apples, and that's messy because I don't know what they serve nowadays. And then I thought, well, peanuts or raisins. So I thought, well, I'll go with raisins. Peanuts
was the one. Now, have we had any more updates on the fruitcake toss?
No, but somebody just gave me, I think, people probably text me, and I don't know how to do it. I don't text. So I think I just got a text already this morning, and I have to tell them when they call, don't text me, because I probably got 1,000 messages. I don't text, and I don't listen. I don't know how to get in there and even, you know, do anything with them, listen to them. So I might tell my daughter to go through, because I probably have, well, the phone a lot. And if they're trying to do that, I'm not going to get it. So I didn't tell them that. They called me back. Some of them repeated the number. But I don't know if they just take my number and they can text me a message, I suppose. See, I don't do that stuff.
Right, right. But you thought it had something to do with the fruitcake toss?
I don't know. Because once in a while, I'll get... My phone will give a sound, and I look, and I think somebody has given me a text message, but I don't get in there. I don't get in the phone and look anything. I just turn the sound up, and that's all I do. So
did you buy a Powerball ticket?
I did yesterday.
So what do you think? $1.2 billion, and the payout is... Now, would you do the payout, or would you do the 30 years?
First, I thought I'd do the payout, but I would do the 30 years because... If you get so much each year, couldn't you, when you got, say, your $20 million, and you get $20 million the next year, couldn't you, halfway through or towards the end, borrow $20 million? I don't know that much, but you could take that $20 million the third year and pay that off and keep doing that.
Well,
because you've got double the stuff, because look at all the people you could help.
Well, that's what I say. In the end, if you... Take the one-time payout, it's $352 million, which is a lot of money. But if you do the 30-year payout, and 30 years is a long time, you'd be getting $23 million a year, which is about $2 million a month. And
but the thing is, you know, your age, you could have your kids, you could set it up how you wanted it done. And
well, see,
your kids, you know, like me, I'm not going to live that long to even do that, but I would always take the payout, and I just thought yesterday, well, no. You could borrow, you know, if it's $20 million, you could go to a bank, I suppose, that you borrow $20 million, and then when you got your payment, you just pay that, and then you start most of the year, and then go borrow another $20 million and take, you know, do it halfway through the year, and you shouldn't have to pay that much, well, you call it interest, or to pay it off for the next year.
Well, what
so
I can't...
To me, that'd be the most logical. You get almost double what you get.
Well, that's what I don't know. Are you allowed to leave the remainder of your years to the...
It's yours. It's like, well, I always took it, you and the lottery, it's yours. The state can't take it, so who's going to take it? You have to set it up with your family or somebody gets it.
Well, see, I don't know because...
Ohio, I don't think they can. I don't think they can take it back once it's yours.
No, I don't think...
You do with it what you...
I don't think the state could do it. I don't think the state would be involved, but I imagine over the 29 years, the checks you would be getting would be coming from the lottery. And I don't know if the lottery has any rules about leaving it to somebody else. I don't, because it...
Yeah, because a lot of people, when they win, they go set it up how they want it done. And like all of them, they take the lump sum, and then in 5 years, they've lost their million-dollar houses, and if they'd set up payments and done it that way, they probably wouldn't have lost anything over the 29 years. But, no, I think it's yours. You have to. That's why you have to go to somebody and set it up, because when you die, like everything else, it'll go to whoever you want your stuff to go to, and that's part of your property or whatever stuff. So,
well, all I know is $2 million a month. I think anybody could live on that.
Oh, I could live. To me, if I won, I would give most of it away. I am a person that likes to give stuff away, so.
Now
I don't need stuff.
What do you make of this fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew?
I don't know, but you should serve that at the fruitcake call.
Well, see, I'm afraid. I can't even buy it. I got a nervousness even to go buy this stuff, because I imagine, you know, I don't know if anybody will buy it. If you do buy it and have an extra can or a 12-pack, I'll be at the station on Friday. I'm not saying, though, that I'm going to taste it, because there's a chance I might taste it, but I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about...
Well, can you buy separate cans?
Well, I didn't see that yesterday, but I know that they were selling the 12-packs at Kroger on 95, which I imagine the Kroger on Delaware Avenue would have them as well. But a guy, he must have loved them. My goodness, he came in and bought three 12-packs. But they are new this year. It's the first year for it. We'll see how that sells.
Well, if you could get one can, you could open a can and let four or five people just sip it, see what they thought. And
well, what I would probably...
It's something that's addictive.
Well, if I knew that we were going to have some on Friday, because Linda's usually there with me on Friday, and Pastor Whitaker is usually there with me on Friday, I would give everybody a can, and maybe over the morning we would test this out and see if anybody did like it. Because, you know, people have different taste buds.
Oh, yeah. He's already had it, and they really like it. Probably kids would. I think kids, anything like that, they probably like.
Well, see, I can't figure out, though, does it taste like fruit or does it taste like fruit cake? Because if it tastes like fruit cake, I can't imagine anybody liking this.
Well, probably the people that like the fruitcake would like it. I'd say they're coming with similar, you know, what the stuff in the fruitcake is.
Wonder how the Claxton people feel about this.
I wonder why they didn't think of it.
I know, they should have. They should have been ahead of the boat on this.
Yeah, with the Pepsi, give them the idea and got, you know, just the idea and then pay them some. Yeah, you would have thought somebody would have... Even like a fruitcake ice cream.
Well, you know what? I don't know if there... I wonder if there are any other fruitcake-flavored items that come out at the holiday time, which I assume this is just going to be out during the holiday. I don't know if anybody... I don't know.
I wonder... Okay, a cookie. You could probably have a cookie, too, fruitcake.
Well,
cookie.
I wondered if there was a fruitcake-flavored cookie. You know, I imagine Sarah must be having internet problems on the bus, because we haven't heard from her. Boy, and this would be right up her alley, this nasty fruitcake soda. Oh, you know, and when I first saw that yesterday, I thought, well, fruit quake. Well, maybe that doesn't mean fruitcake, but no, I looked it up. It does mean fruitcake.
Yeah, probably when they drink it, whoever likes it will probably be addictive. They'll probably want to, maybe other than, you know, all year round, maybe. I don't know.
I'm just afraid that the Pepsi company is going to get sued because people are going to drink it and gag to death right here at the holidays.
It's probably not that strong of a... I'd say it's just something mild.
Oh, I hope so. What a mess. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, I was going to ask you, too. Are you doing that Mary Ellen thing? I never heard that. I'm doing other stuff today, so I had to run in here. Did you... You didn't finish her terms and stuff that I know of. Maybe.
Oh, no. We never did get... I left those at the studio, but no, I know the answers. We never got the answers to that. The two questions for how many terms was Mary Ellen elected state treasurer, and what years was she in office as national treasurer? We don't have the answers to those yet. Do you have a guess?
Yeah, I was guessing. And then I have another question. Because in years, I've never went to the movies, only, you know, a very few times. Do they serve pizza and, like, candied apples and stuff in the movie theaters, like if you went to Columbus?
I've seen some pizza. I don't know that I've ever seen candy. Mostly it's just candy bars is what I've seen.
Yeah, because I thought, well, why didn't I think of that yesterday? Because, you know, football games, I think you buy those little packet of peanuts. And I thought, well, why didn't I think of that? Because, you know, most of the stuff's messy. I thought cotton candy, well, you'd be getting it in somebody's hair, they'd be having a fit, and the seats would be sticky.
Well, I think that's a thing with the movie theater. I know they sell candy, but I don't think they want their floors and seats all messed up. So I think they try to keep it somewhat clean. I think that's where popcorn came from.
Yeah, like popcorn stuff, but not like cotton candy, something sticky, or pizza's kind of messy.
Right.
But I didn't know. The people, I don't know how the movie theaters are now and stuff, if they did serve it, so...
So, do you have a guess on the Mary Ellen?
I wrote some stuff down. I don't know if I had my paper. Tell you the truth. I've got it here. When you ask it, because I asked my encyclopedia.
Oh, okay.
And I get the answers, but he's asleep, and I know he gave me some. I have to find them. I've got your paperwork to look at. I got a bunch of paperwork, and I got those numbers you give me. I got to get it all organized here because it's nice the next several days, and I got so much. I got to go out and mow again, and I got to mow here, and I just got so much to do. So.
Okay, well, if you come up with an answer.
I'll look for them here, and then I'll find them. But because I thought, I know I've got them somewhere here.
Well, just if
I scribble things down.
Well, if you come on them, give us a call back. We'll be on for another 35 minutes.
Well, when you ask a question, I'll do it.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. All right, well, a few people are getting up now. And there's your answers. What snacks do you usually eat at the movies? Popcorn, nachos, chips? Candies and mixed nuts was the final answer there. Old mixed nuts. All right, 740-751-4038. Now, does anybody have anything to say? Do you want to enter somebody in the fruitcake toss on December 15th at 7 p.m.? Do you want to comment on the fruit quake? Mountain Dew, fruit cake flavored Mountain Dew. Gee whiz, what a mess that must be. Or do you think it's too early to start playing Christmas music? Are you in the Powerball? Did you buy a Powerball ticket? $1.2 billion. Would you take the one-time payout or would you take the 30-year payout? That's the big question. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If anybody's got an opinion, call in, let me know. And I wonder, do most people let the Powerball machine pick the numbers, or do you pick your own numbers? There's a question for you. 740-751-4038. All right. The Fruit Quake Mountain Dew. I just, you know, I cannot bring myself to buy it. So I can't, you know, I can't buy a 12-pack of it. I just think it would be totally, it'd be like buying a fruitcake. I don't know if I could do that. But I'll be in the studio on Friday, so we'll see what happens. That would be the day I would have to do the taste test. In any event. All right. Oh, and as I said yesterday, we do have people like the President Harding impersonator or Governor Ted Strickland or Ted Williams, who nobody has entered into the fruitcake toss yet. And if anybody would like to officially nominate them, feel free to do that. Or anybody else. at this point. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I don't think either one of them has been official, or any of them, I guess three, has been officially nominated as of yet. Now, I'm just going to ask this as an open question, and it has nothing to do with anything, but do you think people are too sensitive nowadays? Do you think that people are very, I'm trying to think of the right term here, self-conscious, that things that, you know, I don't know, maybe they're borderline, I don't know. You know, I'll tell you where this comes from, to be honest with you. Like, now many people have heard Sean and Terry on this station. And I say in Glenn, when Glenn was here, how many times have I made fun of Glenn's drinking? And he did drink, and that's where it came from. You know, he got quite a few in him last year at the fruitcake toss. Now, I know that I can do that with Glenn, and he's not going to take that personally. But, maybe with somebody else who maybe had an alcoholism problem in their family, maybe that would be a sensitive issue to them. And you know, Sean always talks about his weight, so I'll bring it up. And, you know, I don't know if somebody had a, if somebody was sensitive about their weight, maybe that would be off key. I don't know. Do you think we live in a more sensitive society than maybe we did? I think about this with kids in school, you know, bullying, cyberbullying, all these things that go on. What is a good rule of thumb to keep the peace? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Because, I think everybody has those friends, and I think you would qualify them as friends, who you think you can make comments to. I don't think anybody should make profane comments, but that you can make comments to, and you think there's not going to be a lot of backlash, because you think that they know that you're not being serious. But you never know. You never know when something's taken seriously. So, you know, comics are having a horrible time with this. And I'm not a comedian. But, you know, a lot of comics will not play certain areas anymore because they say something. And they get booed and they get censored and so on and so forth. And they're a comedian. That's what they're supposed to be doing, is trying to be funny. So I don't know. Do you think we're too sensitive as a culture? I wonder. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Or if you have a good rule of thumb when it comes to this, we'd love to hear that as well. 740-751-4038. All right. Next category. Oh, well, this is a good one. Five answers on the list here. What are the subjects you learn in school? Five big answers. And 29 minutes here. Five answers. What are the subjects you learn in school? Now, we should be able to knock this one out pretty quick. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the subjects that you learn in school? Five answers on the board. And these, to me, look to be pretty basic in general. 740-751-4038. What are the subjects you learn in school? Well, we're getting a message from Mary, who's out there listening this morning, which is always good to hear from Mary. If you can't say anything nice, then don't say anything at all. Well, I agree. And I think if you're serious, you probably shouldn't say it. But is there any room for comedy anymore? Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, Mid-Ohio's answer to Richard Dawson. All you got to do now is kiss the pretty girls.
Well, I don't know that we have any here in the studio, but you never know.
Well, we have Linda coming up.
We do have Linda on Friday.
Okay, well, maybe you could start with her.
Well, I don't think so. I think that would be inner office problem.
Okay, well, just a thought, because that's what people think about with Richard Dawson.
He couldn't get away with that today. They'd arrest him.
Yeah, that's part of what you were talking about, the sensitivity. Yeah, we couldn't do that. That stuff, you know, from a generation ago, people are way too sensitive, and I find a lot of politically incorrectness to be incorrect and extremely offensive, and we need to grow a pair.
Well, I think...
That's a better term.
Well, here's what I think, that you should not say anything, let's say, provocative in the workplace. Now, that I can see where that would be taken incorrectly. But if it's a friend, there are differences between a friend and a coworker or a stranger. And I think, you know, people have heard me say things to Sean. People have heard me say things to Glenn about drinking. Now, Glenn is not a drunk, but I think that I have to come on and explain that. It's just a joke. I'm not saying that Glenn is a drunk. I'm just taking an event and making fun of it. But apparently we can't do that anymore.
What is it about me that you make fun of?
Well, talking a lot, I think. You know, but it's not based in... I mean, everything is partially based in reality, but it's not meant to be mean.
Well, you know, talking a lot's the worst thing I do. I think I'm pretty safe.
No, I think one time you said something about looks, and I said, well, you look like a corpse. But that's comedy. I'm not saying you really look like a corpse.
Well, I would probably just chilling out, so that's possible.
Well, and we've talked about your oily skin. You didn't get offended about that.
No, it's good to have some oils. It's healthy. Your skin shouldn't be too dry.
Right, so I don't know where this become... What is your sensitivity level? What would you not want somebody to say?
I can't, you know, think of anything other than some, you know, just, you know... I can't think of too much.
Right, and I think that's, you know, part of the... I don't know. I guess I don't know where the line is. Now, like Mary
said... I guess, you know, just try it and I'll let you know. You know, I'm not one to hold back my opinion.
Well, no, but like Mary here sent a message and she said, if you can't say anything nice, then don't say anything at all. And I understand that. But I also understand that there is a gray area, I think, here when it comes to things that people say. And I don't... No, you're never trying to be rude to somebody, but I guess that if they can interpret it that way, I guess.
Our the woke society, I mean, whatever the words are, it's gotten totally out of hand. And, you know, I watch All in the Family and Sanford and Son, and part of the charm of those shows, that would never fly. Even Seinfeld, would people talk about that, the humor on there. Think of several episodes. You probably can also. I think you watch Seinfeld, and people would be protesting the studios, and it's all in good humor, you know.
Well, weight is a big one. You know, people have become very sensitive about that. People have become very sensitive about, I think, the way they look. I think that's a very sensitive area. People have become very sensitive about, I know bald people are sensitive about their hair. You know, I don't know. I don't know that it's always meant to be rude. I think sometimes people are just trying to have a little bit of fun with the person, because compliments all the time are not... But now you can get in trouble for compliments. You make a compliment.
Well, yeah, it goes always.
So I don't know. I don't know what you do. I guess you have to go some kind of
Richard
line.
Richard Dawson, I mean, kissing a lady and saying that she's pretty, I mean, he would do that every show. That would never fly. I mean, Richard Dawson is up in heaven just throwing his hands up.
Well, that's right. I don't think you could. You could not tell a woman, if you were in a workplace, and I think it's mostly women, but I'm sure it happens to some men, but you could not tell a woman that she looked nice every day. You could not.
Well, that's dumb. That's the same woman who's spending half an hour putting on makeup and clothes, you know, doing her hair.
Yeah, but what if she gets the idea that you're trying to make some kind of move on her? I think that's the problem.
That's not the case. You're saying she looks nice. You're saying she's pretty. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but then what if you turn around and you say, hey, you don't look, because I always use the term, I said this before, when somebody doesn't look so good, I'll say, hey, you're looking a little rough today. Now, people don't like that because they, so what do you do?
There's etiquette is one thing, joking around and having fun and realizing that laughter is the best medicine is something else, and compliments are fine, you know.
Now, I do think there is a point where you find people's sensitivity points. I think, you know, if you know somebody is particularly sensitive about something, then that's not a good idea to go back to the well on that.
Yeah, people, you know, with me, it's, you know, I like All in the Family and Sanford and Son. And even if a storyline revolves around something close to me or something I may have a direct association with, I'll laugh as hard as anybody else. Can't laugh at yourself while laughing at anything.
Well, and
that should pretty much summarize how I feel.
Well, and it's also, you know, there are certain words that we cannot use anymore because they are offensive to people, and I understand that, but I think that's become a common thing. You know, I think we all know what the offensive words are and what the offensive words are not. So, you know, once you know that, I think you're okay.
Yeah, I'll go along with that, but that can sometimes get out of hand, but it's also a fascinating study in pop culture and sociology, I guess.
Nobody wants to get popped in the face. And you know what? I truly do believe that most people who say negative things are not really trying to be negative. I think there is a small percentage that they are really trying to hurt the person. But I don't think the majority is.
No, it's mostly in kidding. Yeah, it's a shame. But you asked about subjects.
Yes.
So go with one of my favorite subjects, science. Or do you mean me to be more specific?
No, science works. Science is okay. Number three on the list. You got it.
You know, not the junk science that seems to be rampant right now. That's another line of conversation. But, you know, regular science, biology, chemistry, physics, math is essentially a science. And people should study that stuff and learn about the world. And definitely is helpful.
Well, all right. Thanks, Adam.
We'll close on that note, Scott. Thank you very much. Keep away from the fog. It's like pea soup out there.
It's dense.
Have a lovely day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right. The Family Feud question this morning is, what are the subjects that you learn in school? 40 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Science is number three, but there are still four other answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the other four subjects? Subjects that you learn at school. Not a terribly difficult category. And if you have a follow-up to people's sensitivity levels, we can go there, too. Go ahead, caller.
Reading.
Reading. Reading is not on the list, but a good question, or a good answer.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Reading does not make the list here this morning. What are the subjects we learn in school? Reading, not on the list today. Four other answers to go. Science was right in the middle at number three. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 41 minutes past the hour here. What subjects do you learn at school? We've got science. Still four to go. 740-751-4038. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say math.
Math is the number one answer. You have got it.
I don't know who taught me how to read then, if I didn't read it.
I know. Reading didn't make that list this morning.
That'd be number one.
What do you think about people's sensitivity? Are we too sensitive?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say anything to anybody. I mean, I'm just going to say my friend, she's older than me, and she just died in September, but she had real thin hair, and she kept it real short, you know, by her ear and stuff. And a lot of people, at the top of their hair, there will be a part. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't cover. It's kind of... And I don't believe I ever told her. Her hair would kind of do that, but she wore a hat some, too. and I just wouldn't tell her.
Now, do you think she would have gotten angry?
No. In a way, I think, well, maybe I should have told her. But I don't think it was all the time, because a lot of times she did wear hats and stuff. But no, it, to me, it's, you know, it's not something like, I don't know. It's, you know, it's just something that, you know, you just know it's there. You just wouldn't pay attention to. So that's why I just didn't, you know, I see a lot of people like that. You know, that the top of their hair, as it goes down the back, there'll be a part there.
Right.
And it almost looks like somebody made a part. But, no, it would have to be something kind of extreme for me to say something to somebody, I guess. Because I don't care what people wear. Some people like those. People wear those little, like, I call them pajamas, like to school.
Right.
And, you know, just different stuff and make comments. And to me, you know, they got clothes on. I don't care, you know. And stuff. I'm just not a person that cares much, you know, as long as they're not stealing, killing, and lying what people do, you know, as long as they're, you know. Little stuff like that never bothered me. How you wear your hair or, you know, stuff like that, it just never dawns on me, you know. You might see something that's kind of out of whatever, but you just glance and go on, I guess.
Well, I think it's an interesting subject because I think it's becoming, I always hear about these stand-up comedians who cannot play certain areas because of, you know, the reaction that they get, even though people know they're a comedian and they're up there to make jokes. People don't like that.
Yeah. Now, I think that LeBron James, because that Musk bought that Twitter, and they say that N-word is used a lot there, right?
Might be. I don't know. I'm not on Twitter. But
well, see, that's what I'm just getting here lately. And they said, well, he listens to rap music. Now, I don't know if his kids are in it, but they said a name. And they said he listens to that, and that's all those records say is that word. So if you're going to listen to it on music, you know, and then, and stuff, that's what I said. I don't know, because I don't like rap music. One of the neighbors used to play it, and all I heard was cuss words, so I never did listen to that stuff. But they were making things where, you know, he listens to this rap stuff, and that's all they do, and then he's, you know, getting onto this and stuff. But I don't know. But they tell me when you go to Columbus that those comedians, they say anything. You know.
Well, and I don't know that that's wrong, because if you're a comedian and you're trying to be funny, a lot of times the language is what. I'm not saying I would use that in everyday conversation, but I think the language is sometimes the punchline. So if you don't like it, don't go.
I think it's kind of vulgar because I know my daughter, they took her stepson down to Columbus, and it's very vulgar, but they tell me that the black comedians do use that N-word, and it's fine. Now, I don't know how lately. Because they haven't done this for, you know, several years. But I guess that's all it is that, like, stuff you wouldn't, you know, normally hear is what I'm saying.
Well, you can't say that word on radio or television. They will bleep it. So I think comedians have become aware that the only place you could say it would be in front of a live audience, because you're not going to get away with saying that on radio or television.
Yeah, but they tell me that they say that to each other. I don't know, because I'm not around.
Well, they could. I mean, I don't, you know, here's the thing. I think if you are something, if you are, let's say, another one that's become popular now is weight, as I said. Now, if a big person, let's say you weigh 400 pounds, okay? Now, if a lot of those people will say, I'm fat, I need to lose weight. That's what they'll say.
Yeah.
I'm fat, I need to lose weight. But if you would say, you're fat, you need to lose weight, now, that could be interpreted as very bad, but you just said the exact same thing that they said. And I think the N-word and the Q-word for same-sex people is also that way. You know, that's become a slur. You know, if they, the same-sex community calls themselves that, that's okay because they are that. But if you call them that, it's a slur. But it's the same thing with heavy people. It's the same thing. You know, if you say, I look bad today, that's okay because you've said it. But if somebody else says you look bad, well, that's can't do that. That's inappropriate.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't say that to anybody. The only thing I don't like what they're saying now is old white men. This is a trouble for everything. I hate that. If you're not going to say color for one, don't say it for the other. Old white man, that's all I hear on my when I'm on these news and different things. You know, that they're blamed for everything. They just say, old white. Don't say... I don't know. I just don't like that.
It's a deep... It's a fascinating subject, and we're going to talk more about this, but hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, because, I don't, say stuff like that, different stuff, and nobody should, but they do.
Well, and I think we got to learn where the line is, so we're all on the same playing field, and as you said, people's hair, people are very sensitive about their hair, and if you say something about people's hair, people don't like it, but if they say it about their hair, you know how many women I have heard, and it's usually women, they'll say, I need to get my hair colored, which means that maybe the gray is shining through or whatever. But if you would tell them that they had gray in their hair or it needed to be colored, you would be considered being rude. But yet, if they say it, it's okay.
See, I don't think she ever dyed her hair, but I wouldn't even say that to her. So I'm not going to say it to, like a sister. I don't think I'd even say that. Your hair needs colored or you need to lose weight or something. I just wouldn't do that.
But some
they
people do.
The mirror themselves.
Some people do.
I know, but people could look in the mirror and see their hair needs colored or they're fat or they're this and that. If they don't have enough sense to do that, then it's no use for me to tell them is how I feel.
There you go. Hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, what an interesting conversation in the middle of our family feud here. And by the way, the family feud question, 50 minutes past the hour here. What are the subjects you learn at school? Now, we've got math and we've got science, but there are three answers left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got math and we've got science. The question is, what are the subjects you learn at school? Also, what do you make of the fruit quake Mountain Dew? Blah. What a mess that is. And are people too sensitive? That's been a conversation here this morning. Not a bad conversation at all. 740-751-4038. You know, I believe all problems can be solved through conversation. If you don't talk about something, I think it festers. And that becomes a problem. 51 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Math is number one. And science is number three. What are the subjects you learn at school? Does anybody know the three remaining subjects? 740-751-4038. On this densely fog second day of November 2022. 43 degrees, mostly cloudy sky. Here in Marion. And as I said, if anybody would like to nominate anybody for the fruitcake toss, which is up to 32 people, December 15th at 7 p.m., please feel free to do so. 740-751-4038. Now, Voice of the People with Linda Sims will follow this show this morning, 10:15 till 12 noon. And then we have Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 to 1. Programming you won't want to miss. All right. 740-751-4038. Trivia question this morning is... What are the subjects you learn at school? We've got three of them left. The only two we have so far are math and science. Now, there have to be other subjects that we have all learned in school. What are the remaining three subjects here? 740-751-4038. 8 minutes left to go. 7 minutes left to go here, WGH Talk Time. Who is going to get the answer? Or answers. You know, you have a shot at three answers here. As I said, the only two we have is math and science so far. There have to be other things that people teach in school. 740-751-4038. And where is the line? Are we going to have a Powerball champion tonight for the $1.2 billion? Did you go out and buy a Powerball ticket? Would you take the lump sum or would you take the 30-year payment? I don't know if the lottery lets you leave that to anybody or not. I don't know if you do the 30-year payment. That's an interesting question. Then, of course, has anybody by chance tried the Fruit Quake, Fruit Cake flavored Mountain Dew? Oh, mercy me. What a mess of... Oh. You know, the thought of it has just sent my head into a spiral. Fruitcake-flavored Mountain Dew. Unbelievable. New this year. What was that slogan again? Dew with a blast of artificial fruitcake flavor. Well, isn't that delicious? All right, 740-751-4038. What are the subjects you learn at school? Well, we're about at the 5-minute mark here, and we've only got two. We got math and we got science. Three left to go. Is anybody going to get the three answers in the next 5 minutes before we wrap it up here today? 740-751-4038. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Social studies, history.
History, number four on the list. You got it. You going to try the Fruit Quake Mountain Dew?
No, I just stick with the regular Mountain Dew.
Can you imagine? I mean, what must that taste like?
Oh, gosh, that's got to be awful.
But people will buy it.
Oh, yeah, they will, just because it's the season.
They're nuts. They're absolutely nuts.
They're nuts.
They're
thanks,
nuts.
God.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye. All right, Ryan got in with history. All right, we now have three answers. Two to go. What are the subjects that you learn in school? We've got math, science, history. Still two to go. Does anybody got the answers? 4 minutes left here. 740-751-4038. We're going to have to get one every 2 minutes here. 740-751-4038. Subjects you learn at school. Math, science, history. We have two left to go. What are they? 740-751-4038. Under 4 minutes now. All righty here. Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say geography.
Geography, number five on the list. You've got it.
Okay.
Geography shows up at number five on the list today. So now we're down to one answer here. We got geography. We got math, science, history, and geography. One answer left. Under 3 minutes to go here. WGH Talk Time. 740-751-4038. You know, I'm kind of glad in a way that Sarah must not be able to listen this morning because she'd be all over this fruitcake flavored Mountain Dew. She might have been listening, and when I introduced this morning, she might have been running to the grocery store to get herself some fruitcake flavored Mountain Dew. Boy, that'll be catching on, won't it? That'll just be a humdinger. Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 10:15 until 12 noon today. And Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. Don't miss either one of those shows for love nor money. Under the three-minute mark here. What are the subjects you learn at school? We've got math, science, history, and geography. One still to go. Who's going to come up with the answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Two-minute warning here. Matter of fact, we're about down to 90 seconds to get the final answer here today. Hopefully that fog is lifting up at this point. We can only hope. 43 degrees. Little cooler overnight. I bet that's messing with people's allergies and sinuses and migraines and things of that nature. When you get those sharp changes in the weather, that can happen very, very easily. One answer left. It's the number two answer here. What are the subjects you learn at school? One minute left. Math, science, history, and geography. We're under 1 minute here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Are we going to get the final answer or are we not going to get the final answer today? Approaching the 30-second mark here on WGH Talk. Well, I don't think we're going to get the final answer. Well, stay tuned for Voice of the People with Linda Sims, followed by Adam the Computer Guy today, right here on WGH Talk, the best talk station you're ever going to find. But for this day, for this middle of the week, foggy, dense day, Scott Spears heading for...
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel like, you know, fast foods have ruined the world. Oh. On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big burger thing where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre.